I'm Adam on BCB Radio 4, here to present you a TV and radio show from The Leader's Quest. We've got 5 guests to talk about a range of issues, including the space in Bradford, the vacant spaces as well, the head of Mixed Olympics, the environment, including the Buttershaw Estate Agreement, car manufacturing, and civic strategy. So first we have David, who is here to talk about the civic strategy.
Hi, hello everybody, my name's David. So when we look back at the last 20 years and how we managed to reshape Bradford city centre, I think we have to recognise a couple of key things that we were struggling with. We have a city centre that we needed to attract people and organisations into. We also had a situation where there was a lack of investment into conventional public transport and low car ownership. And also we had a situation where climate change was shifting, so people's lifestyles were moving to being outside. And I'd like to hand over to Dom to talk a little bit about the environmental piece.
Well, I have to say the weather here in Bradford, as you would expect, is absolutely glorious. Sun is shining, like most days of the year, and it is a few degrees warmer probably on average than it was, well, certainly when I was in my 40s. I don't like to think about how old I am these days. I'm pleased, though, that Bradford was a leader and following the 2020 vision that it set out for climate and the Buttershaw Agreement, which overtook the Paris Agreement, which at the time you probably don't remember, but lots of cities and lots of countries were beginning to move away from climate change initiatives. Bradford didn't, though. Bradford became a city of climate care, and it became one that removed plastic, removed diesel. In fact, anything that was carbon came out of Bradford. And I'm so pleased that today everything is solar and wind powered. Who needs Paris when you've got Buttershaw? Back to you, David.
Thank you, Dom. So building on that climate care agenda that the city adopted, we took 2 big key decisions in for the city. First of all, we declared the whole of the city centre a no-go for conventional vehicles. Only electric self-driving vehicles were permitted. And that was aimed at bringing in new people into the city by saying you don't need to own a car, you can access a network of vehicles that will take you, transport you around the city centre. The second piece, having developed that, hopefully a critical mass of infrastructure, was about trying to bring in new manufacturers who would provide the kind of vehicles that we needed. And this one, I'm really glad that we're now joined by Oliver, who's going to talk about his business that he started up in Bradford.
Thank you, David. I'm Oliver. I'm the owner of Bradford Cars Limited here in Bradford. And as you remember back a long time ago, Bradford was the first place to go electric with all cars in its city centre. Revolutionary at that time, what happened was that there was a far bigger demand on cars than anybody in the world had capacity to produce them. And I visited Bradford this first time in 2018, and I've been amazed by the place for all its great opportunities. When you build a car company and you've got this massive chance to make something great, you need 3 things. You need a building to produce it in, you need the knowledge to build it, and you need the people to do so. And it was in abundance in Bradford. The old mills, which were vacant and just waiting for people to take them up. The knowledge, a great university, the best schools ever, looking after everybody and giving everybody the best education possible. The people, the youngest city in the country, the most integrated place, with all its strengths coming out of all the different background. Now these cars we are producing are made by people who are better than all the robots. We are building Bradford cars with Bradford people.
And yes, so there were nice buildings of cars, and we are going to be joined by Benares on the line.
Hello, my name's Benares. Hello to everybody at BCB 106.6 FM. And I'm quite worried and I have a question for the guests and the presenter Adam at BCB TV and 106.6 FM. The question is, I've been helping with BCB and doing all the manual jobs without these computers and all the wonderful technology. I'm all up for it, but I'm a bit worried and a bit stressed out because of my finances that with all this wonderful technology, very soon in the next 2 or 3 years, I'll be out of a job. And I just want to know how our guests and the person from the car manufacturer, Bradford people, Bradford Cars, or anybody else can help me to get the skills and get into new employment, please.
Yeah, well, we've got Oliver, who's part of the car manufacturing team.
And anybody else that can help, please. It's an open question, anybody can answer it. I'm a bit worried and a bit stressed out. I feel that I'm going to be running out of money quite soon if I get out of this job.
This is Paul. If you don't mind, can I answer that question? Yeah, I was going to talk about a few other things, but Benares, thank you for calling in. You're bringing up something that's actually critical from the 2020 agreement that I think was actually missing a little bit and wasn't clear. I was part of the initial team brought in to help design the intentional city center. And one of the key things that I thought that was missing from that 2020 agreement was something that would bring in the history of the people of Bradford and those that have been here for a long period of time, and including them, because they're bringing the history forward and we need your knowledge to be part of that. And one of the key things, we're actually just starting this next week, is in some of the vacant spaces, the few that are left, we're looking for individuals that have been here and have that knowledge to put together some podcasts, actually, to tell your story of Bradford and give us the knowledge that nobody else has. I actually would love for you to contact us directly, and we could, you know, put something together. If you have some other friends or other people out there that have the knowledge that nobody else has about Bradford, that we can keep this included in the intentional city center that was part of the plan of the 2020 agreement. We'd love to hear from you, and hopefully that will definitely keep you going.
Yeah, I'm very happy with that, but that's okay doing the podcast, but that's just like one-off things. For example, if I was to do a podcast, I'd probably get paid like, I don't know, a week's wage or a month's wage even, depending on how long it takes on the production. But I'm quite old at the moment, and I know that I might not be a fast learner, I might not be able to learn the skills as fast as our younger generation, or disrespect anybody, but would anybody be able to help and train me with some of the skills necessary in this moment in time to keep in employment, please?
Actually, somebody whispered in my ear that you used to work for the radio station, is that correct?
Yes, I used to work for BCB, this is my local radio. I worked for BCB for like maybe 20 years now, and then all these new wonderful things came into action. So because we've got robots and wonderful computers and all that, my manual job that I used to do is no longer in existence.
You really need additional training. You've got all the history and knowledge that we're looking for, and we'd love to have somebody to coordinate this on an ongoing basis. And we've got some incredible things going on that are coming into the city that, you know, we need these liaisons ongoing, not just a short-term thing, and would love for you to, you know, be involved in a long-term basis. I know there's some incredible things coming up that Jill wanted to talk about that I'm sure she could coordinate with you as well, as you sort of hosting a podcast, an ongoing podcast.
Yeah, I'm very grateful for all your help. I'm glad that my local station, BCB TV and BCB Radio's helped me. I'm very grateful, and it's put me at ease, really, because I can come and see you on Monday, because it's actually Saturday today, so I'll come and see you on Monday if that's okay. And I look forward to working with yourselves to help Bradford to an even better future. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Benares. So that was Benares on the line, who used to work at BCB. We've now got Jill, who is here to talk about the Mixed Olympics that Bradford are going to host.
Adam, thank you and good morning. And just first of all, I'd like to say a huge congratulations to Bradford that's just been awarded the new capital city of the UK. And what better place to host our Mixed Abilities Olympics, which is taking place in 2 months. And as you know, we've got 48 countries coming over to our new capital city, bringing their excellent athletes of mixed abilities and gender. And as we know, that this is going to take place in the new Bradford Olympic Arena. And we know that the Bradford team are tipped to win because they've been cited as being the healthiest and the fittest team in the competition. And so I just want to wish all of those who are competing, who are listening in, as we know, across the globe to this global radio station, BCB Radio 4, and the best of luck to everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Jill. So thanks to all of our guests and Benares who called in. And that was Team Quest to talk about a range of different things that Bradford are facing. So we'll see you all later.